Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated session, so I can get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Mem Beis, we learned that Rabbi explained Rav Chissa's ruling forbidding placing a vessel under the hen to catch its egg was due to the fact that it was an uncommon loss, and therefore moving a non-muksa item for a muksa item was prohibited. Rav Yosef provides an alternative understanding of Rav Chissa's ruling. He said the reason Rav Chissa forbid placing a vessel under the hen to catch his egg is mishum de kamavata klaim heichano. By doing so, one is nullifying the preparedness of the vessel, since it will become prohibited to move it once the muksa eggs fall into it. Point number two, Rabbi Avo explains the reason why a braisa prohibits moving a basket that was inverted in front of young birds so they can climb up and down it, even after the birds have climbed off of it, is due to the fact that the birds were on the basket throughout Bein HaShmashos. And migu de iksasayla Bein HaShmashos iskasayla kuliyoma. Since it was muksa during Bein HaShmashos, it becomes muksa for the entire day. The basket is considered to become a base to the muksa birds. And point number three, there's a machlokas regarding how one can move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun into the shade. It was said in the name of Shmuel that one should roll the corpse from bed to bed until it reaches the shade. It was said in the name of Rav that one should place a loaf of bread or an infant on the corpse in order to move the corpse. So the Gemara clarifies that where bread or an infant are available, Rav and Shmuel agree it's permitted to move the corpse by placing the bread or infant upon them. Where they disagree is where there's no bread or infant available. Rav holds, tiltum mina tzad shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is deemed moving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is prohibited. Shmuel holds, tiltum mina tzad lo shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is not deemed moving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is permitted. Once again, let's review. Point number one, on Daf Mem Beis, Rav explained Rav Chissa's ruling forbidding placing a vessel under the hen to catch his egg was due to the fact that it was an uncommon loss, and therefore moving a non-muksa item for a muksa item was prohibited. Rav Yosef now provides an alternative understanding of Rav Chissa's ruling. He said the reason Rav Chissa forbid placing a vessel under the hen to catch his egg is mishum de kamavata klei mehechano. By doing so, one is nullifying the preparedness of the vessel, since it will become prohibited to move it once the muksa eggs fall into it. Point number two, Rabbi Abo explains the reason why a braisa prohibits moving a basket that was inverted in front of young birds so they can climb up and down it, even after the birds have climbed off of it, is due to the fact the birds were on the basket throughout Bein HaShmashos. And migu de iksasayla Bein HaShmashos iskasayla chulayoma. Since it was muksa during Bein HaShmashos, it's muksa now for the entire day. The basket's considered to become a base to the muksa birds. And point number three, there's a machlokas regarding how one can move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun into the shade. It was said in the name of Shmuel that one should roll the corpse from bed to bed until it reaches the shade. And it was said in the name of Rav that one should place a loaf of bread or an infant on the corpse in order to move the corpse. The Gemara clarifies that where bread or infant are available, Rav and Shmuel agree it's permitted to move the corpse by placing the bread or infant upon them. Where they disagree is where there's no bread or infant available. Rav holds, tiltum min atzad shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is demoving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is prohibited. Shmuel holds, tiltum min atzad lo shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is not deemed moving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is permitted. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon from Mem Gimel is a magazine. Mem Gimel magazine. So here goes. The farmer, who used his wife's magazines to make paper bowls to catch newly laid eggs and little bridges for his birds at Bein HaShmashos, was called out to help move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun on Shabbos. So once again, in slow motion. The farmer, who used his wife's magazines, that means we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The farmer used his wife's magazines to make paper bowls to catch newly laid eggs, which reminds us, on Daf Mem Beis, Rav explained Rav Chissa's ruling forbidding placing a vessel under the hen to catch his egg was due to the fact that it was an uncommon loss, and therefore moving a non-muksa item for a muksa item was prohibited. Rav Yosef now provides an alternative understanding of Rav Chissa's ruling. He said the reason Rav Chissa forbid placing a vessel under the hen to catch his egg is mishum de kamavato klei mehechano. By doing so, one is nullifying the preparedness of the vessel, since it will become prohibited to move it once the muksa eggs fall into it. So the farmer who uses wife's magazines to make paper bowls to catch newly laid eggs and little bridges for his birds at Bein HaShmashos, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo explains the reason why a braisa prohibits moving a basket that was inverted in front of young birds so they can climb up and down it, even when the birds have already climbed off of it, is due to the fact that the birds were on the basket throughout Bein HaShmashos. Amigo diksasayla Bein HaShmashos iskasayla chulayoma. Since it was muksa during Beina Shmashos, it is muksa for the entire day. The basket is considered to become a base to the muksa birds. So the farmer who uses wife's magazines to make paper bowls to catch newly laid eggs and little bridges for his birds at Beina Shmashos was called out to help move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun on Shabbos. Which reminds us of Mokos regarding how one can move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun into the shade. It was said in the name of Shmuel that one should roll the corpse from bed to bed until it reaches the shade. It was said in the name of Rav that one should place a loaf of bread or an infant on the corpse in order to move the corpse. The Gemara clarifies that where bread or an infant are available, Rav and Shmuel agree it's permitted to move the corpse by placing the bread or infant upon them. Where they disagree is where there's no bread or infant available. Rav holds tiltum minat sad shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is deemed moving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is prohibited. Shmuel holds tiltum minat sad lo shmei tiltum. Moving something indirectly is not deemed moving, and therefore rolling the corpse from bed to bed is permitted. So once again, the simon is, the farmer who uses wife's magazines to make paper bowls to catch newly laid eggs and little bridges for his birds at Beina Shmashos was called out to help move a corpse lying on a bed in the sun on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Avraham Golder from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning and a great Shabbos.